Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Eleanor is with me on the line. Eleanor, you got in touch because you're worried that your son doesn't have a place on a school bus for the next academic term.
Yeah, hi, Andrea. Thanks for having me on. Well, I'm okay. I was actually on with you last year as well for the exact same reason, and nothing has changed.
No change.
No change since applying for the bus tickets and paying. And I accept we are concessionary, but that is part of my argument. This concessionary distance nonsense needs to be eradicated now. So, I said this last year. They're planning to eradicate it in 2030. It's just an ongoing battle that we should not, as parents, sending our children to school. Their fundamental right to have an education. And here I am again, instead of preparing for me to go back to work, I'm preparing to hand my resignation in because I have nobody to take my son to school.
It's that bad that you're thinking of having
to... I will have to.
Just
my work starts.
Eleanor, sorry to cut across you for a moment. Just explain your situation to listeners.
Yeah. So I have three children. I was at home for the majority of their primary school with the two elder girls. They now go to a school that's out of the kilometre range, so they are entitled and eligible for a bus ticket, so they're no longer a problem. Mm. But my son, who goes to the local Gael school in Mornington, County Meath, falls out of the distance criteria by, I think, something like 0.2 of a kilometre. And he is the last child to get on the bus to the school, and he's the first child that gets off. And again, we are deemed concessionary because of the distance criteria.
You're not far enough away, basically, from the school, is that it?
By 0.2 of a kilometre, something like that.
And did he previously have a spot on the bus? No, so he's never gone to school by bus.
Well, sorry, he has gone, but we have fought and fought and fought to get the bus ticket. I've never been told how it came about or how the space suddenly became available. But last year, our school portal for Bus Éireann and school transport still showed there is no seat for your child, and the ticket arrived in the post.
Right,
so
but that's grand. You got the ticket, and he got the bus, the seat in the bus, and that's grand. And here we go again now, 12 months on.
Yeah. This is the third year we have this fight on our hands. I'm getting in touch with local representatives. It's not really their argument to fight either. They're being very helpful. But there's a simple solution to this. That everybody that is entitled to an education is entitled to get school transport that we are paying for. They're going to a school and getting free hot lunches, free school books. We're paying for a school bus service, but there aren't any school bus places to take them to the school. And here we are faced with this argument, battling. Everything seems to be a battle. It's just too exhausting. I don't have the energy or the time for it again, but I have no alternative come September. I work in schools myself, so when I go back, he has to go back.
Yeah.
So what do? I don't work to get my child to school for the 15 minutes that I will cross over for my job starting. So at this point, I do not know where to turn to. The Department of Education have not responded. Bus Éireann send the bog standard pro forma reply to everybody who inquires. We all know the system. We all know what the rules and regulations are. We just don't know why they are still like this and why somebody is not addressing this. It has to stop.
Well, just to be fair, we have contacted, actually, I should say, Bus Éireann in relation to your situation, Eleanor, to see what the story or the update is. And I suppose, to be fair, the system is as prescribed and their job is to implement it. You know, it's probably not for them to decide, it's not for them to decide the criteria around who or what or that kind of stuff. And it's not,
100%.
You would have applied in time and everything. I'm not questioning.
In fact, we had it on about four alarms, so we wouldn't be late.
So
the money up front. You pay the money up front to Bus Éireann, and then you wait until this time of the summer to hear if you've got a bus, and then you wait for your refund.
If you don't get the seat, you get the money back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I watched the bus from the bus stop my son uses it, there are numerous empty seats on it day after day. My son has not been asked for his bus ticket in the last 3 years, never had to show it to anybody. In fact, it was in a replacement school bag in the house for about 6 months before we realised he didn't have it on him. People apply for bus tickets in the event maybe that their car doesn't start. There's no monitoring of how often the bus ticket is used. Nobody from any department is going on a random check on the bus or a frequent check to see are bus tickets being used by families. I know of people who have tickets from two different locations, from the same address.
You're kind of claiming that they're getting on at different stops.
I know they are. They're getting on one stop from their home and one stop from another area, depending on which suits best. So there is no monitoring. It's a flawed system in itself, with all these recommendations to fix it being gradually implemented. My child will have passed primary school by 2030,
and he will be eligible.
And it's so broken. I just don't know how. Yeah. I cannot understand how, in this day and age, this is still a system that we are allowing to happen.
Yeah, and I know. Look, for some people, obviously, the system will work. You know, and there's people that will be happy about it, and they've probably 100%. Got their ticket. Yeah, you know, and they'll work well. Yeah. But do you live in a very, you know, I suppose, when you're living, maybe, are you very far out or very far away from the school?
No, not. I think it's 3 point something kilometres, but it's 0.2 or 0.3 short of the distance criteria. There are no footpaths. Mm. There's no cycle lane. He can't walk. He can't cycle. He's 12 years of age. We're using the bus. He has his own additional needs. We're using the bus not only to get him to school, but to socialise him, to relieve anxiety.
It's not,
the primary reason we use it is to get him to school so I can go back to the workforce. I'm a nurse. And I'm not going to be able, this is the same argument I've had. We started using the bus when I went to return to work. And the first year we got it was when the government gave free bus transport for school transport. Yeah. And that is the only time we had no hassle getting a bus ticket. Since the fee change was reintroduced, I have fought every year.
Yeah. But the situation for the situation, though, Eleanor, for you, regardless at the moment, is that you feel that in the absence of having a school bus seat again this year, that you're going to, it's not possible, you say, for you to drop him over earlier or
nope,
get somebody in
drop. Nope, there's nobody. He needs to be in school and the school grounds no earlier than 8:35. I could be travelling to an hour away, so I can't drop him at 8 and go off to work and think, oh, my son is sick. I mean, that's just out of the question. I just don't know where to go from here. I am fed up of the battle for everything. Even the word concessionary, you're concessionary entitled to school transport that you're paying for.
But I suppose not everybody in the country is going to be, eligible to get this.
No, but
you know
everybody
what I mean, so.
Should be eligible.
You
there
think,
should
okay.
be no other
well,
word.
There's a listener,
everybody should be eligible.
There's a listener here tells me that they're living in rural Carlow and their children, they do get their school bus tickets checked from time to time. And it happens at least once per season, says this listener. Look, we've been in touch with Bus Éireann with regards to your situation and also the claim that, if there's maybe some people doubling up on locations, we'll certainly put that to them as well, Eleanor, and see what they have to say. Laura's with us as well. Laura, you're based in County Wexford, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
And what's your story with school tickets or school buses?
Very similar to Eleanor there, actually. We're the same kind of distance from the school. We're a 0.2 of a kilometre further away from the nearest school. So we're considered concessionary. And the reason that we don't attend our nearest school is because one of my children attends the autism class. And there is no autism class in my nearest school. So therefore, we are unable to send him to the nearest school. So even though it's just a small distance in the difference, we're still considered concessionary. So my eldest child had been on the bus for 4 years, I think, straight, no issues. And last year we were refused tickets for all three of my children, who had all been using the bus previously. I had been emailing, I had escalated to complaints. We had got as far as Michael Moynihan's office, and they eventually offered me one ticket in November last year. So obviously that was no good to anybody. And so I applied again this year as a concessionary applicant, and I've been offered two tickets for my three children.
So that's for two. And the concessionary seats, I mean, these are effectively, if I don't want to say the spare seats, but they're kind of the seats are available after the children that are meet the eligibility criteria, if whatever's left over then.
Yes, but the problem with this system is that you have children who maybe are concessionary, but who have been using the service for 4, 5, 6, 7 years previous. And then obviously with, you know, pupil numbers increasing, there are more eligible children applying, and therefore they automatically push the concession numbers down. So you could have a child that was using the bus from junior infants up to fifth class, and then come their last year in school, they're told there's no bus ticket for you. And, you know, it's 2 weeks now before school goes back. Our school is back on the 26th. And we've 2 weeks' notice for parents who have been told they have no tickets this year, who were using the service last year, who I now have to, like, as Eleanor said, reschedule work, you know, find childminding facilities. You know, that afternoon when they were getting dropped home at a certain time, they now don't have that time. It's just a fiasco. And it's the same situation every single year. This is the thing. You know, they issued this, or they published this school transport report, with a whole list of guidelines and recommendations to be implemented by 2030. And so far, what I can see is a dot in the ocean for what has been promised in this report. You know, they're talking about increasing capacity by 100,000 seats. All I can see is a few pilot schemes that have been dotted around the country. They also were talking about, you know, children in special education where they are willing and able, that they should be included on the mainstream service. And also it's going to save them money, because the special education children are entitled to transport. So where a child is willing and able to go on the mainstream service, that's going to be saving the department money.
Yeah, well, it was nearly 70 million, I think, was announced last year as part of that sort of school transport scheme.
Yeah. So where a child is willing and able, like my child is in the autism class in his school, and we had established that routine for him from junior infants. He was on the bus, he'd sit with his brother, he was met by the SNA at the bus gate, at the school gate, and we'd no issues. Last year we got no ticket for him. So that whole routine was just out the window.
And can I just ask you, sorry, Laura, and maybe the same in Eleanor's case as well. Are your children deemed concessionary because they're not attending their nearest education, their nearest school?
Yes.
And is that a choice on your part to send them to a different school further away?
No, because one of my children is in the autism class and they don't have an autism class in the nearest school. So I couldn't
send them
there. They absolutely wouldn't be able for him, you know. And, like, in my opinion, that's discriminatory, because if it was a girl's school, it wouldn't be counted against him. But because he's not a girl, you know what I mean? But because he's autistic, he still can't attend that school. They wouldn't be able to cope with him.
So that doesn't matter. It wasn't a person. It's just the school where your child can go. That's the distance where it is. You've no other alternative, basically.
You contact Bus Éireann, and, you know, I do feel for the advisors on the end of the line. Like, they're kind of just reading off script there, and it's contact through the website, fill out a ticket. We'll be in touch in 10 days. If it goes past 10 days, ring us back and we'll escalate it. Now, my experience last year, that 10 days was more like a 3-week turnaround. And even when I did escalate it, we got no joy. Like, we were in our school, we had 15 children refused a bus ticket, most of whom had been on the bus the previous year. And we were pushing to try and get a second bus sanctioned. We're a rural area, you know, the demand was there, and we couldn't, you know, we went as far as Michael Moynihan's office and we just were hit with a brick wall. And,
well, I suppose, 69 million was in the budget, yeah. And I suppose it's probably maybe for Bus Éireann perhaps to answer that element of it. But, and as I said, we've certainly been in touch with them. I know that the Bus Éireann were quoted today in the papers in the Irish Independent in relation to a situation in County Wexford, talking about the fact that, you know, children are eligible for transport at post-primary level where they reside not less than 4.8 kilometres from and are attending their nearest education centre. All pupils who are eligible for school transport who complied with applications and payment details and where a route exists are being facilitated with transport. Remaining spare seats are being made available to pupils who've applied for concessionary transport where capacity exists. The availability of concessionary transport may vary from year to year, is not available on public scheduled services and can't be guaranteed for the duration of a child's post-primary school education cycle. What is your option at the moment? Like, are you going to have to try and rearrange work yourself, Laura, to facilitate bringing one of the three?
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, we were relying on that service up to last year. I mean, the fact that we didn't have tickets last year, we kind of have that schedule now worked out, but we were hopeful that we would get tickets this year. And, you know, just to mention the points that both Aaron came back to you about there with the concession.
Well, it was in the Independent now. I should say that. It's not us, but I'll certainly bring you an updated statement when we get it.
But all of those things, it's all there in the school report, the school transport report, that those things are to be phased out, that the concessionary status is to be phased out, that the minimum distance is to be phased out, that the special education pupils are to be included where possible. Like, all these things are listed there. You know, seat capacity was to increase by 100,000 seats. And none of these things seem to be happening. And they have a deadline of 2030 on it. I think that report was published back in 2023 or 2024. But it's like, they're just not listening. Like, why are these things not being implemented if they're all written there in their own report?
Well, it's frustrating, and we can hear that, Laura, for yourself and for Eleanor, because it obviously has implications for, you know, your own family life and work and getting to work yourselves and having to make decisions and considerations around that. As Eleanor told us herself earlier, that she may even have to not be in a position to go back to work if she can't find or if she can't get a school bus place for her son as well. The email, if you want to tell us your own school bus story, if you can't get a school place, wherever you are in the country, let us know. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. For the moment though, to Eleanor and Laura, thanks a million to you both for getting in touch with us. Listeners got in touch to say, I live far enough away from the school to qualify for a bus ticket. My daughter lives between my house and her mother's house. Her mother tried to get me to apply for the bus ticket, even though she always gets dropped to the school, either by me on my way to work or by her mother on the way to work, just in case she wants the experience, or we're stuck. I've refused to take somebody else's place. Unfortunately, some people don't consider others, as this listener. 087 1400 106, that is the WhatsApp number.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.